This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Rough little night for Jeremy Grant and Anthony Simons.
I would like to thank both of them and LeBron James for helping the cause. Because when I saw Luka Doncic wasn't playing, I thought, damn it, they're going to win this game, aren't they? They're going to win this game.
Well, they got off to a bad start.
They got off to a horrendous start, and then they had a nice little run there for a bit at the end of the third to try and give them a little bit of hope. Thank God they lost that game. That was a winnable game for your Portland Trail Blazers, but when your two guys making a combined $60 million, what's the combined salary of Ant and Jeremy Grant? Somewhere in that ballpark?
Probably, yeah.
Go 4-for-25 from the field for 11 points. That's going to help the cause, so I'd like to thank both of them for their effort in the tank last night.
I know Scoot had his shooting woes for sure. I think he started like 0 for 4, yes. 0 for 5.
It was really ugly early.
But as one Danny Meringue once said on both the podcast that I used to do with him, and he says on the airways, I'm not criticizing a rookie or a second-year guy even. He's still on a rookie contract. Your two big money guys were just god-awful yesterday.
And Jeremy Grant somehow going 1 of 12 from the floor for 3 points last night was allowed to play 30 minutes. But Shaedon Sharpe doesn't play defense for a couple of shifts, so we're going to sit his ass on the bench.
Klingon, he played 17 minutes.
I mean, Klingon had a couple of nice blocks early in the game.
I thought he had some nice blocks kind of in the second half.
Good
too.
Moments. He only got 17 minutes, so, you know, let's keep him under 20. Got to make sure those minutes stay under wraps.
Shaedon only playing 21 is baffling to me. There's not a human that exists that can explain why that's a thing.
Yeah, it's because Jeremy Grant's back, and we have to play him 30 minutes a night.
Mm.
That's why, Bob.
Denny was good.
Denny was great last night.
I thought Tumani was really good.
Tumani had an awesome night. They've been awesome all year long.
Yeah. Also, Robert...
They're also a part of the future, so that's okay.
Robert Williams, on the nights that he plays, it seems those are the nights, like, that's where Shaden's minutes are coming from. Because Klingon's going to get 15 to 20 regardless, but, like, Shaedon, he's maybe going to get closer to 30, even though it's off the bench. But Robert Williams hasn't played in a lot of those, too.
Yeah, so. Very true. The minutes thing will continue to be a frustration for me.
Scoot got 30, though.
Scoot ended up with 30, so I'm cool with that. Chauncey actually sat Anthony Simons down.
He needed to.
For a couple of pockets of that game, which was great.
He should have done that to Jeremy. No offense.
Why those guys are allowed to just keep playing and why Jeremy played 30 minutes. Like, you were non-existent. You weren't doing anything.
He was terrible.
He couldn't make a shot to save his life. Like, this is the biggest frustration that I have. Like, if you want to tell me there's a standard that you want to these players to live up to in order to get their minutes. This is the whole thing right now with Shaedon Sharpe. He's not showing enough effort. He's not showing enough intensity on the defensive end of the floor. Let's try and get through to him and send him a message, and we're only going to play him 21 minutes in a loss when this is a pivotal year for his development. That's fine, but you cannot pick and choose the guys you want to hold to that standard. That's the frustration that I have. Anthony Simons has barely played a lick of defense his entire career in Portland. And when he has bad nights, now last night was different, he usually is not punished in any way, shape, or form. Why? Because he's got a big contract. He's an established player in the league. And that's what bothers me.
Shot. I mean, that's
sure, he can. So can Shaedon Sharpe, man. I mean, he can, too, if you give him the opportunity and the minutes. And he's also a part of your long, I would hope, part of your long-term plan. Jeremy Grant getting 30 minutes on a night like that is inexcusable.
Jeremy's not had a good year. I was a little bummed.
He's been terrible this year.
He has, which is why that contract's not very movable. I was bummed, though, because I had seen over the weekend that Jeremy Grant in his All-Star break, he did something that Damian Lillard did not do even one time, nor attempt to do, which it's probably the biggest, like, what's wrong with you, is what I would say to Dame. Jeremy Grant spent his time at the Oregon coast.
Where did he go? What town did he go to?
It looked like Cannon.
Cannon Beach?
Yeah.
I think Cannon Beach is wonderful.
I just, you know, I was like, hey, look at that guy. He's going to the Oregon coast.
Yeah. Did he pop into Pelican? Did he go into Pelican?
I would hope
Grab
so.
A couple IPAs?
Maybe not.
He fits right into the Oregon coast.
Maybe he looked like he was born at the beach. I don't know.
I think he was born at the beach.
But no, I was bummed he had a bad game because of that social media post that he had. But he is just, it's... I don't know what happened. He's kind of just fallen off a cliff this year. I don't know if there's something we don't know about, but last night was 1 of 12, 3 points. He fouled out of the game. I mean, he fouled at the very end. He had 5 fouls. He made a foul when the game was over. There's 5 seconds left. Yeah. They're down 6.
Yeah.
So just not a very good game for him. And Scoot, again, didn't shoot the ball very well. He finished with 12-7. Denny is what kept them even hovering close to the Lakers.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And in the second half, Tamani was really good. He finished with 19-7.
It felt like he scored like 20 straight points at one point in the second half of that game.
He's fun, man. Of all the things that we question or wonder, I'm just glad that Tamani Kamara is a Portland Trailblazer. That's been fantastic.
It's easily been the biggest win for Joe Cronin, I think, in the acquisitions that he's made.
Yeah, because even Denny, as good as Denny has been,
you gave up a
lot for him, and I still will remain. There are people that are very smart covering that sport. That despite what his numbers are, we'll say, yeah, you overpaid.
It's 2 first-round picks, basically, to go get him.
And that's fine. You can agree or disagree with that take, but I would agree with you. I do think Tamani, so far, of all of the stuff,
has easily been
the best thing that they've gotten out of this.
And as that is easily the biggest W for Joe Cronin in his time, the Jeremy Grant situation is the biggest L. Not the original plan to go get him. It was a fit that made sense. It was a wing to put alongside Dame. He was playing at a high level. It was one, knowing the situation that you were in with Dame, just rolling, like just giving him the contract.
And sure.
The counter argument to that is you can't lose him for nothing. He was a free agent, and what, are you going to just let him walk?
Like, was he going to say no to a 4-year, though?
He's not gonna, yeah, I don't know. You had to give him a 5-year deal. And then any opportunities that you've had over the last, I don't know, 18 months to move him, and if you turn down any offers to trade him, that is going to end up being a massive problem for you, because that contract is an albatross around your neck right now. And I don't know if that situation is going to change. He is 30 years old. He looks like he's on the wrong side of 30 at this point.
It doesn't look like it's aging.
His points per game are the lowest they've been since his year in Denver, which was like 6 years ago. Mm. It's the first time he's below 40% from the field since 2017, his last year in Philadelphia.
I have a hard time criticizing him. He seems like such a nice person.
When he fits into the culture, to your point about Cannon Beach, like he's always like, hey, where's Jeremy Grant at? He's at a coffee shop on Hawthorne. Like, he fits into
he
Portland.
He supports our local business.
He absolutely
you know
does.
What? You're wrong.
Bro, Jeremy.
He Jeremy Grant
him
now.
Here all 5 years. He supports local business. He supports the tourism industry. Jeremy Grant is great for Oregon.
I mean, it's going
to
become a problem.
To watch him play like this.
Like, this
it's
needs
tough.
To be, and especially, and this is my problem, like, it's one thing if Jeremy Grant's playing at a high level and having a great year, and you're like, well, you're going to sit him? You're going to take him out of the starting lineup?
You can't have a five-year 160 guy just not playing either. That makes you look...
This is my problem, though, is that you have a guy in Shaedon Sharpe who continues to be in the doghouse. They're clearly still not getting... He played 21 minutes last night in a loss in a game in which he trailed for the majority of the game. Mm-hmm. And Jeremy Grant, an aging vet at the age of 30, who was having one of the worst years of his pro career... is taking up the majority of those minutes, and he's back on the bench because Jeremy Grant's back in the lineup.
I know we've talked about the whole ping pong ball thing. God, I'm bothered watching how many Laker fans just infest the Moda Center.
L.A., Boston, Golden State, probably the three that do it the most.
Hmm. Yeah, all you local, not local basketball fans, screw you.
You think it's Lakers, Celtics, Warriors that
would be my power ranking trio
the most when the team's in town?
I think the Warriors, because there's a lot of people who have moved up here from the Bay Area. That's a part of it.
Right.
I think the Lakers
Curry is he's in the LeBron realm of popularity and he's transcendent.
The Lakers primarily because there are some people who grew up in a city with the basketball team who decide to be a front runner if you're in our generation and you wanted to root for the team that beat your hometown team.
Also there, you may be their parents were Laker fans because of Showtime.
No, they weren't.
Swagley's a Laker fan.
This was an interesting stat I think I saw about three
He's
weeks
also a
ago.
Cowboy fan and a Dodger fan. He is the biggest front-running fan in the history of the station.
Now a Charger fan?
Okay. Now a Charger fan.
The NBA 2K video game series, they did a study on where the players start their My Career team the most by state. And of course, you know, the Portland Trailblazers win in Oregon, and then there's some local affiliations, but
the Lakers
more
are
often
all
than not, the Lakers, win almost every state, and I'm talking they win Texas.
Because people
Alaska.
Are front runners. This is why people are Yankee fans, man. They're front runners.
No, well, they're bandwagon jumpers.
Yes.
So all these local fans that jump on the damn bandwagon, stop!
I had a guy I went to high school with. He's still a Laker fan. His dad has seats like two rows behind the Blazer bench. I see him once in a while. I haven't seen him really since high school. He was a Laker fan. And I'm like,
what?
Why are you a Laker fan?
Cold, man.
Really?
No, you're a Kobe fan, like,
dude,
jerk.
Those are the worst kind of fans. You grew up at... That's the
and
only
then they wear the Laker jersey at high school after the Lakers beat the
win
Blazers
the game,
in the playoffs.
Like,
and
you're going to rep L.A.? Yeah, you're from Portland. You grew up in Portland.
Yeah, you are an idiot.
This was before the Timbers when we were in school. This is all we got, man. Yeah. We got one team. You want to be a random front-running NFL fan? Do it. Like, we don't have an NFL team here. Baseball, whatever. Go be a Dodger fan or a Yankee fan. It doesn't matter to me. We don't have a team. We have an NBA team.
I used to like
in
Sonic,
our city.
Though.
You did. You were weird.
Gary Payton, man.
Yeah.
He was great. Him and Sean Kemp.
You weren't even a Beaver fan at the time. It would make sense, at least for Beaver fans at the time, of like, I'm going to rep our guy in the NBA.
I weirdly liked that rivalry, and I didn't really hate the Blazers. It was a very odd position I was aligning myself
with. We were all confused children, but I would hope in adulthood that we would grow out of that. And for some people, that's just not the case.
You had a dad. I didn't. I didn't know what to do. Nobody was there to guide me.
Turn on a Blazer game. That's what you do.
Figure it out, man. I like that guy. I like that guy.
Dude, I had a buddy who I grew up with who had family ties to Chicago. Mm-hmm. And of course, when you grow up in the 90s, where are you going to grab? And I used to kill him all the time. Like,
why?
Really? You're a Bulls fan? They beat the Blazers in the NBA Finals.
Come on.
You're born and raised in Portland. This is the
Jordan.
Only team that we have, man.
Blazers fall to the Lakers last night. LeBron goes for 40. Austin Reeves, man.
Good night. He didn't get tossed. Didn't say any F-bombs. He stayed in the game last night.
32-7.
Yeah.
Didn't even shoot efficiently. If you look at the stats, by the way, I'll go on this. You look at the stats, I don't know how the Blazers didn't win. The Lakers got dominated on the bench. They committed more turnovers. They shot worse from the field.
They did.
It's LeBron and Austin Reeves single-handedly wrecked the Blazers last night.